Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Where can you listen, Bogman? Where can the lovely people listen to us live?
Anywhere you want, on the app, on iHeartRadio, all the places and things.
That's right. You can also listen to this show on demand if you miss any of it. Where we got? We got Spotify, iTunes, wherever podcasts are, you can listen
CDs,
to this.
CDs, DVDs.
Yeah. I'd love to do it. Let's do a vinyl. Do a vinyl.
No.
Do that, never listen
Not
to it.
Not into it. Nope.
Yeah. We got a show that we've listened to that did a vinyl, and we both bought. We have the vinyl. Never opened.
Never listened to it.
It's a great scam. It's a great scam, man. I think we should do it. I totally think we should do it. But you can also listen to the In This League universe. It's not just here. This is like the Netflix series of In This League. But there's a whole entire movie universe, maybe even some television side, because we've got the ITL football podcast, baseball podcast, basketball is about to come back, and we have got the college show plus. Bogman and I do a couple shows over on Fan Tracks. We do ourselves with Pisa Pia, the Fantasy Black Book. We've got the On Campus show, which is Bogman, John Lobb, and Justin Heisley. And you do a IDP show with Gary Davenport.
That's right. Got all kinds of stuff. A lot of irons in the fire.
Where do you find time to watch anything right now? Like, let me ask you something. Have you started Succession?
No.
God, man.
I know you really want me to start Succession.
I'm
it looks
in.
Terrible.
I'm telling you,
looks
I want
so bad.
It looks so bad. I've said this before. When I was watching Westworld and they did the previews, they did a horrible job selling the show. Because I watched it and all I could think is this show looks so stupid. And I'm never gonna watch it.
I don't like it when I feel like I can describe the entire show in one sentence. And I'm going to describe
but
Succession.
But I think there's a lot of shows you can
okay.
do that.
Well, sure.
Okay,
but
describe
I think
it.
For, specifically for dramas. Like, if it's a goofy, fun show, whatever.
Okay,
but
like, House of Cards is beloved, and it's
I
like,
hated
okay,
that. I hated it.
Eh.
I hated okay, it. Okay, a bunch of... Can Succession be described as white rich people arguing over things you'll never have?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, appropriately. So
okay, well then I probably won't like it.
No,
I mean, if I can find a character to cling to, because I got to be honest, it took me forever to start Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bad is an amazing television show.
Better Call Saul is back, and thank you, All In.
One of the best that there's ever been. But if I couldn't root for Hank during Breaking Bad and everyone was just, you know, either a meth dealer or a meth head scumbag, I don't think I could have taken it, you know?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's no likable characters in this show.
Then I will probably hate it because that's why I hated stupid House of Cards.
There's...
Even before, Kevin Spacey was a pederast.
Okay, there's one. Thank you. Just had to throw that in and just throw me off. Just can't
I
be
hated
like
it
Kevin Spacey.
It was popular to hate it. I'm just saying.
There's one character
like
in there that you could maybe follow. And then all the characters
probably wind up dead.
All the characters are really horrible people, but they also have stuff that makes you like them in their horrible way. But listen, I don't even care if you don't like the show.
You just want me to see the one scene.
There's a one scene in the show. It's in episode 9, and there's a lead up to it, and then there's a 30-second conversation, and there's one other scene in like episode 2 that people that have watched it with the Macaulay Culkin's brother in it, and he's out the window. That I want Bogman to see and just experience that. But there's a scene in episode 9. It's that 30 seconds is what I want, but you have to know the character and build the character up, and then I want you to experience that scene. It's great. And there's actually a word I could use to describe it, but
It would ruin it.
I want it to be a surprise. I want it to be a surprise for you. By the way, also, you ever watch the Sharknadoes? Did you know there's a sixth Sharknado?
I've seen zero shares of any seconds of any Sharknado.
Because there's a report of apparently...
You know, my time isn't that important, but it is too important to
watch. Hey, guess what? Least shocking headline you've ever seen. Sharknado star Tara Reid slurs squints at camera during bizarre interview. Okay. Tell me something I don't know. Here's another one.
Why is she such a disaster?
Tara Reid admits she first thought Sharknado was so stupid and she wanted to take the money and run. Yeah, you dumb idiot. It's Sharknado. It's stupid.
But people... Yeah, what was she going to be? If she didn't do that, was she going to be cast in There Will Be Blood?
You want to know something?
It's not like there's people, there's not offers flying off the door for her.
Yeah. Guess what? Lindsay Lohan's not doing Sharknado, and we don't hear from her. We don't know what the hell's going on with her. Sharknado saved Tara Reid. Dude, I don't know why. I don't know why we have any other television but like HBO and Netflix at this point. What's worth it? What's worth it out there?
Live sports. That's it.
What are you watching?
I've been watching on Netflix, surprisingly, a show called QB1.
No, no,
it's it follows three high school quarterbacks, and their lead up season and to where they're committing for college. One of them is Jake Fromm, who wound up going to Georgia and playing
name?
Him playing. He wound
it's like
up
Friday
starting,
Night Lights. This doesn't sound real.
No, it's real. He started his freshman season. He Georgia went to the national title game, so he was the starting quarterback. This goes through his senior year. It doesn't go into Georgia, but you see him like signing his letter of intent at the end and everything. And then a guy named Tate Martell, who is a quarterback at Ohio State, and then a guy named Tavon Bowers, who winds up signing with Wake Forest. So, and it goes through all of them, and you see kind of like
a lot of drama.
Not too much drama, but I mean, it's kind of interesting to see. But there's
child support.
It's not Josh Gordon, but
battles?
Two of those three guys
get
you
stabbed.
Like, and one of them you just despise. And I'll let you guys watch it to figure out who it is.
I bet we dislike the guy Wake Forest.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for you, so I won't answer yes or no.
What were the other two schools?
Ohio State and Georgia.
Yeah, I nailed it. There's a reason that guy went to Wake Forest and the other are going to the big ones.
Okay.
That guy's not likable.
All right.
I mean... Ohio State's kind of not likable too, though. But, you're happy when you get paid in college.
Are you changing or are you sticking with Wake Forest?
I'm going to stick with Wake Forest.
It's Ohio State.
Oh, is it? Okay. Why is he so unlikable? He's getting paid to go to college, play college football.
He's just a huge douchebag. There's just no other way to describe it. Like, I don't know. He's just on Twitter all the time, slamming people. It's a whole thing. So,
is it as good as, what was the other one we watched? Last Chance U?
No. Last Chance U is better. So Last Chance U is just more like you follow the one team the entire season and talk to the different characters and get their background and stuff. This follows just the three dudes. And these episodes are 30 minutes. So it's 10 episodes. It's 5 hours long. You can finish it if you're just sitting around all day watching it or putting it on in the background or whatever. You can finish it in a day. So it doesn't last very long. So.
I'm still fascinated because I do want to want to talk about Josh Gordon here. And Josh Gordon is the ultimate reality show of any player. I'm not sure. Could you name an athlete? And you really have to think about it. That would have a more interesting, compelling reality series following them. Now, obviously, they're superstars that you'd love to see, but I don't know if there's a person that I would be more tune in television.
I got
than
one.
Josh Gordon,
Richie Incognito.
all right. Well, I mean,
if you could follow around that psycho for a month. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Man, yeah. I mean, that's like Jersey Shore versus Snooki and Jay Wow Wow or whatever her name is.
Jay Wow Wow. It's like if Last Chance you met the Jersey Shore. That's exactly what it'd be.
You're right because Richie, you don't know like what he's going to
psycho. You have no idea
if
he's gonna have...
who he's going to attack. That's a good point.
Imagine if there was a camera there when he was throwing weights at random people in gyms.
Oh, man, that would be so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. But Josh Gordon, though, I feel like it never ends. It is fascinating to me And I can't tell if what he's doing is the sign of a really, really mature individual, or if it's a sign of an organization saying, let's not get this mess here and put a darker cloud over our organization. And they purposely, I wonder if they sent him off. I know John Dorsey comes out and plays the doofus, which, by the way, he's not very likable. Like, I watch him, I don't like him. When I haven't
don't
liked
like him,
I didn't like him before. And then when I saw him, he's less likable. Like, I don't know.
Who do you like from the Browns? Who are the guy? Do you like Landry? It's hard to not like Landry.
I like Myles Garrett a lot.
Myles Garrett, okay.
I liked him.
I like Njoku.
I really like David Njoku. I mean, I'm going to give him that Hard Knocks push. That's kind of the problem. I like David Njoku a lot. Yeah, you know what? That's actually funny. I didn't think about that. I'm not sure I really like anybody there. I think I just like the drama. You know what? I think I might like Hugh Jackson a little
bit. That's why
more.
You like Succession so much. You just love the drama.
You don't have to like
any of the people. I have to root for someone.
I thought I was going to hate Todd Haley more, and I don't
I gotta
hate him
as much. I got to pick a side. Todd Haley is not like
him. No, I mean, he's
I guarantee you he'll do something in the next couple episodes that you'll be like, yeah, no, I hate him. You'll be like Doc Holliday. Should I hate him? Yeah, I hate him.
Yeah, that could be true. But like, I can't tell if the organization had made this thing, because the newest stuff here, and this is what I want to ask you about, because I mean, I would pay, to be honest with you, I would pay to watch a reality series of Josh Gordon. That's horrible. That's a sign of how awful our culture is, but
as long as you recognize that it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing at all. But there's this entire universe of a show that's built around his team. This guy is purposefully, and maybe one of the most critical points in his career now, is not with his team and his teammates learning the playbook, building chemistry. You know, you got Todd Haley there. He's not there with any of these guys. He's in Florida training and training and training. And now we find out, I wonder if this is part of it as well, he's in a big old legal battle with the mother of his child because he's not paying child support.
I don't know. Like, I'm not into that stuff, even a little bit.
What, children?
No, well, I'm not into child support, right? Well, I don't have any children, so yes, I'm definitely not into that. I just like, catching myself up with these legal battles with the guys, you know, with the players and everything. Like, shouldn't we just want to follow J.J. Watt? Shouldn't be that, like, isn't that the story we should want to watch?
Oh, you mean good people?
You can root for? Yeah, like, just really good people. Not a guy who said he was selling salads and it was trash bags of weed in college. You know, and has already missed for, you know, I mean, look, I think being suspended for smoking pot is stupid, but it's a rule. You know what I mean? It's a dumb rule, but it's a rule. You're getting paid millions of dollars, so you should be able to follow these rules.
Well, I mean, and you should, like, if you make lots of money, you should be able to, like, pay your child support. Like, I don't know the stuff behind it. And there was a whole thing I was reading about how the dude, like, he doesn't get paid until September because of something, and he was already supposed to have payments, whatever. You know what? Guess what? I'm pretty sure you could go to the team and be like, hey, I need 16 grand to pay this person and to dock it from my check. And the team would be like, whatever you say, just don't go pick up a bottle. You know, whatever you're going to do, let's keep you healthy. I don't know what's going on with him. And beyond, you know, will we ever see him on Hard Knocks? Will we see him with the Browns? Everyone else is like, I don't know. Maybe we'll see him at some point. Like, that's all that we can ever get. It's the most unreassured comments I've ever heard in my life about a guy who is littered with cloudy bullcrap around him.
It's sad because this dude, I feel like, you know, he's teetering. He's teetering on a ledge, and it's, you know, he's either going to fall completely off, his NFL career is going to be over, he's going to screw something up, and he's just going to be, you know, down the rabbit hole for him. Or he's going to come back and be okay, get all this legal BS situated, and be good to go. And I want it to be over with. I don't like this drama. I just it to be over with.
You know, another thing that's interesting too, and I'm curious what you think about this. Like, I want to be following the redemption story. If you think about reality television, I'd like to follow the redemption story of Josh Gordon. I think this might be an interesting time to follow him. What I think is sad, and I think you'll agree with this, I'll bet you that Josh Gordon could end up resorting to having a reality television show when he completely fails. You know what I mean?
Like T.O.?
Like that, yeah. Like, he's going to, like, the time he'll have a reality show is when he's a burnout and just trying to, he's Tara Reid. He's just trying to cash that paycheck. He's going to do Sharknado 8 with Josh Gordon and Tara Reid. Like, that's where it's going to go. Let's follow him now in the redemptions.
And Josh Gordon and Tara Reid.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Is Michael Vick in there?
No. Oh, no, no, no. No animal films for
Michael Vick. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ultimate shark stopper.
Oh, man. There's jokes we can't do on the radio. So. Inappropriate things that can't go on the radio. So, not that that means anything. I'd love to follow a redemption story. What do you do right now? I was faced with this in one of our drafts where I think it was the sixth pick in a 16 man. I already had two receivers. It's a super flex league. So I had Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Odell, Julio. I drafted Carlos Hyde. I dumbly should have taken Allen Robinson first, knowing you wouldn't have taken Hyde because you were right behind me. And then I sat there looking at Josh Gordon. And, you know, sometimes in these leagues, you just want to go for it. I took him as my wide receiver 3 because I think the risk is worth it. He has been working hard. We've seen film and pictures and reports. All he's doing is out in Florida. He's working. He's got people by his side. Everyone says that he is not with the team simply because of Hard Knocks, to not have that stuff. And as soon as Hard Knocks is out, he's going to report to the team. Maybe he misses a week. Maybe he just gets in on small snaps, that he will be back. I'm banking on that. But I am the most uncomfortable I've been.
I would love to see the Vegas over-under for yards for Josh Gordon. Do you think it's set at 1?
Oh, I don't know. You should look.
That's a good question. What was the question? Do I have to answer this?
Yeah, what was the over-under on yards?
No. The question was,
am I
taking him? I'm just not.
Okay, well, let's do this. Save this, because what I want to do is I want to take a look at where he is on Fantasy Pros to see if maybe that changes your mind whatsoever. But you're ultimately right now saying you're out. But
he'd have to fall fairly far for me to be back in.
Okay, well, let's see where he's going, and let's see if that value has happened, because I think where he's ranked and where he's actually going are two different things. So don't go anywhere. Talk a little bit more Josh Gordon, how you can deal with him in your drafts, plus a major RB1 situation that's developing. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh in this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Football is just around the corner, but we're still giving away World Series tickets on FNTSY Sports Radio Network. This time, it's to the winner of free DFS baseball contest. The contests are sponsored by DKMS, who are looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, a bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. While 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their family, 70%, which is nearly 14,000 each year, they're relying on strangers to step up and donate. You can find out how you can help the cause and win 2018 World Series tickets playing free daily fantasy baseball by going to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS, your ticket to the World Series, and blood cancer patient's ticket to life. So, every time I hear that thing on the rejoin, just makes me laugh. What's that? What's that guy's name from Office Space?
It was Bob in the movie.
Bob, well, yeah, Bob's. He was one of the Bob's. Just that guy. He's not the guy that he's not the popular guy that everyone knows of. He's the other.
No. I think he's been in some sitcoms and things, but I have no idea who his name is.
You think he's still alive?
Ooh, 50-50 shot at that.
I don't know. We got to hold on. So Office Space. I mean, not that I'm not rooting.
This is kind of dark.
This is dark. I'm not rooting against. It's just that movie was like, oh my God, that was like next year. It'll be 20 years ago, dude.
Yeah, and he was an older gentleman then. I mean, he was at least in his late 50s then, right?
Okay, so let's see. Why is... Okay, here we go. So let's look for some Bobs here. He, okay, his name is Paul Wilson. He was playing Bob Porter. Paul Wilson is... Maybe
he's still,
still going.
I bet he's still going.
Hasn't done anything since 2014.
Maybe he retired.
Maybe he retired. He was born in 1945.
Just type in Paulson actor dead.
Survey says that. Oh my God. Would that make him 80 years old? He'd be 83. Is that true?
Are you doing your math right?
No, I'm not doing my math right. 70 something.
55. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'd make him 73.
Seven. That's so old.
And we're going to be there in the blink of an eye, so.
Paul Wilson, Office Space. How can I even tell? You can't type in Paul Wilson and see if you, I don't know.
It's so dark.
I just need to know. Like, if you, I have this thing, and it's a very dark thing. Whenever, like, my wife won't watch old movies, by the way. I love old movies. Like, I love watching Three Amigos or The Jerk, like old Steve Martin stuff. And whenever I watch them, like, okay, take The Jerk, for instance, which is just a classic. I watch that movie, and I just have such a great time. But then I have this moment.
He hates cans.
He hates his cans. I have this moment where I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, half these people are dead. They're all dead. That dog. Yeah. That dog, S-Head, is dead. That dog is dead.
The dog is long dead.
I know. The dog is dead. How about the... Remember the guy shooting the cans? Is he still alive?
I think he is alive. He's played a bad guy in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't know. I get in that space where I'm just like, these people, like, or you watch like a really old movie and it's like,
oh yeah, Homeward Bound comes on. You know, all the animals are dead. It's depressing.
Not just the animals, but then the people. Like,
Homeward Bound is, man, like, whatever, the 95. Dude, I don't think it's that bad.
I love Willy Wonka. Great classic movie. Gene Wilder is so great. I watch that movie and I'm like, they're all dead. Like, they're all dead.
I hate that I went on to find some gifts the other day, and I typed in Willy Wonka, and it's all Johnny Depp gifts.
Ugh.
Or squirrels or whatever they are.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
I can't watch Willy Wonka now, especially any old person. I'm like, the whole crew of the elderly in the bed, I'm like, they're all dead. I'm like, it's my mortality.
Well, they were close to being dead when they filmed
I know,
them,
so. But now they're really dead. And then I'm battling my mortality, and I'm like, all this is a reminder that they're all dead.
How did we get on to dead people? This is really dark. I mean, we were talking about Josh Gordon. Is that how we did it? Like, is his career dead? Is that what we're talking about?
I hope not. I'm really, really hoping not. So,
how many shares do you already have of Josh Gordon?
Too many. Way too many.
We have like 10 leagues. You guys have four?
At least half.
At least five.
But keeper leagues, if mind you, last year I got him in like, you know, the 18th round of one, in the 12th round of another that was already a keeper. Like, most of my shares were taking him super late, and now this year he's kind of a value. But I mean, is he a value? So currently he is, what am I looking at right now? Am I looking at ADP? Is that for real? That can't be right. Hold on here. Is that?
Well, this, I mean,
it is,
you know,
real. What do you think is higher, his rank or his ADP?
His ADP, for sure.
He's going as the 22nd wide receiver, but he's ranked...
Wide receiver two.
He's ranked as the 24th wide receiver.
I bet you have so much crazy variance in where he's ranked. I bet you he's as high as like 12 and as low as like 80-something. Can you look at that real quick?
Yeah, let me
look
at it. Let's see.
I bet you it's something insane. Someone puts him as a wide receiver one, just because the dude is so insanely talented.
Okay, take a guess. What is best? Give me the best at wide receiver and worst.
All right, I'm going to say best is, I'm going to say 12.
Okay, and then what's the worst?
You like in the 80s or 90s, like way down there.
Okay, incorrect on the worst. His, you want ranking, right? Not
yes, ranking. Yes.
Okay, ADP is all over too. So his best ranking, you were close. It's 10, though.
10. Oh yeah. My God. I thought you were going to say it's 16, but no, it's 10. Okay,
his worst, though, is only 40.
Only 40. Okay. Yeah. I figured somebody would just take him completely off the list. So, like, they would bury him down at, like, you know, in the 80s or 70s or something like that. But
so check this out. They've got some information, and where I'm doing this on Fantasy Pros, by the way. Overall, it's got a rank here. He's going as the 52nd player, 55 in CBS, 49 in FFC, 45 on Fantrax, and he's going as the 22nd to 20 wide receiver in all of these. CBS, he's the 20th round receiver.
12-man league, he's a fifth-round pick. You said mid-50s, late-50s?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, 50 overall. No, 50. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm looking at here.
49 to 60 is the fifth round. Well, how could you take him there?
I'm looking at this graph.
Who else is in there?
And by the way, he has dropped because I'm looking at his. They have a chart here where, let's see, what is today? Okay, so about a month ago, his ADP was 38. And his consensus rank, overall rank, was 45. As of yesterday, his ADP is 52 with a rank of 51. So, I mean, he's dropped a full round just over in the last 2 weeks. He's dropped a full round in the last 2 weeks.
I mean, and it's going to be even farther than that. I mean, I just can't. How worried are you realistically at this point? I mean, I know you've already bought in, so
I'm
maybe
worried,
at this point you kind of have to say, F it, I'm not worried.
Well, no, you know I'm worried. We were talking about this. Like, it's a 16-man draft. I had 15. Bogman had two picks behind. I stupidly, this is the thing people should pay attention to because I was in a hurry. I should have went and looked at Bogman's roster before I did anything because he had no wideouts and two running backs. And we both like Carlos Hyde, so I took Hyde, hoping to get Allen Robinson coming
back.
Trying
to snipe me, you jerk.
Because I assumed Bogman was his favorite player in the world, Brandon Cooks, and I thought he would take Isaiah Crowell. Had I known, I would have been smarter, and I would have taken Allen Robinson, though I don't know what you would have done. You would have taken Brandon Cooks, and then you probably would have taken Isaiah Crowell, I think.
By the way, you probably
might have taken Hyde, actually.
It's my first share of Cooks, I believe.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, outside of mocks. I mean, I know I've taken him in a couple mocks, but okay.
But then you took Cooks and Allen Robinson, and I sat there and I went, damn it, because I was comfortable with a wide receiver. I wanted Allen Robinson. Josh Gordon, there's a lot of worry, and I am a defender of Josh Gordon. I told you everything that we've heard. The guy is going to come back. He's going to come back after Hard Knocks. He's in a good spot. He's training. He hasn't disappeared. There are some court issues. Hell, if anything, the guy needs to get out on the field. He's got some child support he's got to pay, so he's got to be working. You know, so
that's what his reality TV show we said last segment is going to be for.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Or Sharknado 8, remember? That's what he'll be doing Sharknado 8 for. But I am legitimately worried, and I told you, I was like, I don't know what to do here because I don't know if I want to take him. I'm looking at some of the ranks, by the way. There are some really interesting ones. Should we call some people out? Not that we're calling people out. We're going to let people know some
who
of the people in the industry.
10?
I'm looking to see if I can find. I found someone that has him at 11.
Who has him at 11?
Oh, no, I found. Oh. I found the guy who has him at 10, Bogman.
Who's got him at 10?
Take a guess.
Is Raju Byfield?
No. This is a very popular name.
I have no idea. Who? Matthew Berry? I don't know.
You're close.
Really? Who is it?
But who's another really popular
name? I'm done playing.
Who's a really other popular name?
A Brad Evans from Yahoo Fantasy
Brad
Sports?
Evans from Yahoo Sports has him at 10 at wide receiver.
By the way, real quick, I was like doing some of my rankings. I was actually putting together some of the sheet for this show last night. And I throw a movie on in the background, and I'm taking us way off track here, so I apologize, but I just have to spit this out. So I'm going through my stuff on Amazon Prime. I'm trying to find something good because I've gone through everything on Netflix and all that stuff. So, and I find Sex Drive, and I'm like, I'm just going to fire that on. So you remember Sex Drive.
Isn't
it
where he opens the door? Hey, it's Cyclops, and it was James Marsden.
Yeah. What's up, Miss Tasty? What's up? You know who wrote the book that they based that movie on? Andy Behrens. Fantasy Sports. Yeah, he wrote that book that they based the movie Sex Drive on. I had no idea.
What is this, a book?
It was some book about, like, you know, Tale of Going All the Way or something, and they made it into a movie.
Is there anything more depressing to think that a movie like Sex Drive was a book and it was adapted to a movie like that?
Well,
good for Andy.
I just
chatted with Andy
like,
before.
I'm like, apparently Chris Harris is trying to be Andy Behrens.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Get a movie made. Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, we can break that. Go listen to the Chris Harris episode we had on. But yeah, no. So this actually doesn't surprise me because Brad Evans has been very, very vocal on Twitter. And I forgot about this, about Josh Gordon. So much so that about 2 weeks ago, he put out a tweet saying he has like a 2,000 word article or something about why Josh Gordon is going to be a fantasy stud this year, but he's waiting until he reports to camp to release it. That was a couple weeks ago. Our guy Nate Hamilton tweeted at him yesterday, actually, and said, Brad, where's that Gordon article? And then Evans responded, and he said, just waiting for him to report to camp. Brad Evans is the numero uno.
You know what I
didn't
do because I'm respectful? I didn't go tweet at Nate Hamilton when Christian McCaffrey had that 70-yard touchdown.
You know what you should do?
I did not do that. I'm not going to do it.
You should tweet.
It's rude. I'm not going to do it.
Should I do it?
Don't do that. That's rude.
Is it?
I mean, it's pouring salt in a wound. I mean, first of all, Christian McCaffrey has literally done nothing.
I mean, it's going to open
was a
up
preseason.
The minute.
By the way, yeah. Kenyon Barner ran for 70 yards on the Dolphins, and it was the Dolphins in preseason. So it's not the biggest move in the world. I just think it's funny that I've been touting this guy, and he's making me look good so far.
I mean,
in the
I think you should do it. I think you should do
I'm definitely not going to do it.
You should definitely
but
do it.
Anyway, you were talking about Josh Gordon and the thing, and Andy Behrens then made sex drives.
Well, yeah, you were talking about sex drive. No, I was going to say is we could take a look at some of the people. That is fascinating that I didn't realize Brad Evans was at 10, but it makes a lot of
sense.
Is
there any other popular, like super popular names that has him in the top 20?
Let's see. Let's go through some. Brandon Funston from The Athletic has him at 18. Let's see. Let me go back. Let me come back up here. I know Scott Angle from Roto Experts here has him at, where did Scott go? He had him at 13, I think it was.
13.
Yeah.
You're picking him. Let me just real quick.
Yeah.
At 13, you're taking him ahead of Stephon Diggs, Larry Fitzgerald, Doug Baldwin, Cooper, his teammate Landry, Demaryius Thomas, Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks, Golden Tate, Juju.
Okay. Yeah, here I found it. Yeah, Scott Angle has him at 13. Someone who shall not be named has him at 19.
Okay.
Let's see anybody else. I mean, I know Greg Smith from Two Quarterbacks. He's not a big name, though, but still love him. But he has him at 17. Everyone's bigger than us. He's ranking on here. We're not. I have some Roto Experts guys that have him in here. Oh, Liz Lola has another Yahoo person, 15. Andy Behrens, 14. Sex Drive.
Sex Drive has him at 14?
Sex Drive has him at 14. What if that's not the same Andy Behrens, by the way?
It's the same Andy Behrens. I looked.
You're 100% sure?
It was his picture on, like, in the credits. It was his picture. And I'm like, is that the same Andy Behrens? And I went and looked. I'm like, that's the same Andy Behrens.
Florio's another one. So what I'm getting at, I'm getting a trend here. Roto Experts right here and Yahoo Sports believe that Josh Gordon is going to live up to expectations this year, where there are others that now, if you want to look who has him post 30, let's see if there's anybody that is, ooh, who is some guy named Brad Richter has him at 49.
Oh, snap.
Oh, John Paulson. That's a big one for 4for4.com has him at 39.
Okay.
That's a pretty big drop.
Well, I know Nate had him at 40 when we talked to him earlier.
Jody Smith from Fantasy Pros, 32. Who is this? Any others? Just a quick old scanny scan. Who is that? I don't know who. Michael Beller from Sports Illustrated. I don't know who that is, but has him at 30. Rudy Gamble. There you go. There's one more. Razzball, 39. Out on Josh Gordon there.
I mean... He's got to be just going lower and lower and lower constantly, but until he shows up. I mean, you know, do you think what is the date that Brad Evans has to crumple up that article and throw it away
from Yahoo Sports? I bet he doesn't. I bet he. Well, okay. I would say if week one. Yeah, week one comes by and he has it. Maybe that article.
If he shows up September 3rd. That article, boom, it's posted.
You know, that what's interesting about
you don't think September 1st he's got to be like, I give.
No.
Guy's got to come down.
How about this? It would have to be the what is September 1st? Is that a Friday?
I don't know.
Well, I need to know what is the
I'm looking. Hold on.
What is the Friday before the
season
starts?
It's Saturday.
Okay.
So September or August 31st, you
August
mean?
31st is where that thing needs to be crumpled up, because that's the final draft weekend where people are
that's
going to be drafting.
Than 2 weeks away,
that
dude.
That is less than 2 weeks away.
That's less than 2 weeks away.
Gordon's got to report next week. I think he's got to.
I mean, 100% has to.
He's got, you know what? He's got to get this issue solved.
Can't do it.
And maybe, you know what? Think about this, Bogman. Maybe we're getting insight now into the situation that's going on in a deeper perspective. What if it's not so much just about him being safe and keeping away from cameras? What if it's the legal battle that's going on? What if, you know, lawyers and whatnot, they don't want this child
support. If there's a legal battle.
No, but I'm saying, what if there's a child support issue? I don't know. What if there's a big child support? What if as soon as that child support issue, what if an agreement is made, he reports to camp? What if that's what it is?
I mean, we just don't know. That's the wild card. You know, we just have no idea. And by the way, like, why is he ranked in the top 10 anyway if Tyrod Taylor is going to be throwing the ball? You know what I mean? Like, I just wouldn't put him there even if he was in camp and looked amazing. I wouldn't put him in the top 10.
And you just don't think they're going to throw?
No, well, not that much. Or they're going to spread it around. Are you going to top 10? You taking him over T.Y. Hilton, Adam Thielen?
Well, remember, Tyrod Taylor said they wouldn't. They just wouldn't let him throw. He said that. He said Buffalo won't let him throw. Buffalo Soldier, he's ready to let it leash. Let it unleash. Let the flies fall. All right.
Let it ready to drop some flies.
All right,
there.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. It's In This League.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
BetDSI is celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service and fast, easy payment of winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sporting events where you can make your play at any time during the game. BetDSI runs sign-up and deposit promotions year-round if you're willing to adhere to rollover requirements. For instance, for a limited time, using promo code FNTSY, BetDSI is offering up to $2,500 on your first deposit. So use promo code FNTSY and try BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com, promo code FNTSY. Head on over and start winning today.
You know, I keep having doubts that Andy Barons is the same Andy Barons, but I'm on his Twitter, and now the first thing under his description says novelist. Second thing says floor slapper, and I don't know what that is. So
it's like a knee
then
slapper.
It says Yahoo writer, FSWA president slash enforcer.
So you type in Andy Barons author and it comes up with
and
his
a couple
picture
other
on
books
Google.
Came up.
I don't think it's the same. I think you're using the internet wrong.
I mean, I know how to use the internet for most things.
Well, I think you're a one track mind internet person. Like, you know how to do one thing really good on the internet.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
it's look up who people are.
Andy Barons, author, Sex Drive. I need to figure this out.
Tweet
yeah,
him.
It's him. It's the same picture. It's the same. I'm sending you this on our thing here, so okay, you'll be able to see it in a second.
Good. I told you, you're good with internet things. I'm worried about it.
No.
I mean, good for him. He's also Andy. I mean, Andy does big stuff.
I'm sending you the link.
FSWA and.
You can take a look at that link and then tell me I'm right, because it's the same Andy Barons. He's standing there. He's standing in front of a Sex Drive poster.
And it's the Yahoo
it's
guy?
It's the same dude. Yeah, that's him. He didn't direct it. He wrote the book for it. He also wrote Fast and the Furriest. And that's a picture now. That's a major motion picture now, too, it says here.
Is that Andy? I'm not sure that's Andy.
Whatever. You're such a liar.
I almost won $100.
Beauty and
I
the
think.
Bully is the other one he wrote. You're such a liar. Just don't lie.
I'm looking at. Well, I guess that's the same person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, Andy Barron's a sex drive.
You should tweet him. Find out. Like, Andy, what's up? Getting the FSWA, and did you write
the internet correctly? And I found him.
Okay. I mean, how much do you think he loves that Andy Barron's and sex in this Google search is like a very popular term? And maybe it's not that popular. Maybe we the little Google Plus only happened a little bit because we're like, is there Andy Barron's?
What do you think the percentage of the audience is listening to this right now that has actually seen Sex Drive?
I mean, it's
13%, 20%
less than have seen Euro Trip.
Oh, Euro Trip's the best.
I agree, but I'm telling you, 20% less that have seen Euro Trip have seen Sex Drive.
Okay, I'm with that. I get that.
Which one? Oh, I'm trying to remember. Sex Drive wasn't Scotty Doesn't Know. That was Euro Trip, right?
The only person that I recognize from, there's two people I think I recognize, maybe three people now I'm thinking about, from Sex Drive. It's Cyclops.
James Marsden.
That's right. And then
Show that's in Silicon Valley.
Yes. Yeah. And then Miss Tasty is in 30 Rock.
Isn't the Miss Tasty guy the, it's
Miss Tasty's the chick. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
The kid.
The kid. What's up?
It's Tasty. Right. What's up?
Maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe this is a bad take.
Yeah, I think it's a bad take.
It could be a bad take, but Andy Barron is Sex Drive, so.
Okay. You should tweet him. Say, what's up? Say, Sex Drive. What's up? Everyone tweet Andy Barron's that, and I'll have no idea why he's getting that.
He's like, yeah, guys, that movie came out in 2013, but thanks for, tweeting me now.
Only thing Andy knows about us is like signing up for FSWA, and then he's just like, I never want to deal with you guys again. I gotta go write more movies. I gotta write The Fast and the Furriest. What an embarrassing title.
what are we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about Josh Gordon and his Sharknado 8.
Fast or Fury.
Are we done with Josh Gordon?
I don't think we are. No, we're not done. Because I got to ask you a couple questions. Right. Because I just need to pit him against some of his peers and ask you if right now you're doing a draft this week, you're drafting right after this show.
Like yesterday, like when I just took him.
Right. So that's over with. It's not yesterday anymore. It's right now. Are you taking him? Because I'm going to tell you guys that he is going ahead of. And you can tell me if you're taking him over them. Obviously, this guy, because we talked about this guy and you just didn't do it. Marvin Jones, taking him over Marvin Jones, right?
Yes.
Alshon Jeffrey's banged up. What do you think?
I'm taking him over Jeffrey.
Corey Davis.
Yes.
Chris Hogan.
Yes.
Me too. Michael Crabtree.
Yes.
Sammy Watkins.
Yes.
Maybe. Will Fuller.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, you're getting into like territory. Yeah. I'm taking
okay,
him.
Okay, hold on. Shut up. Hold on.
Every single one.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yes.
You like Manny though.
I do. But you know what? I'll take Josh Gordon and then take Emmanuel Sanders back up.
Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy yeah.
My pitch is going to continuously get higher in how I say yes because you're going down the list. Yeah.
Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
You're a Jordy Nelson guy, though.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson and Devontae Parker, easy.
Yeah.
There's nobody else. That's here. Okay, so you're taking him at his position then at 23. Now, a guy's going immediately ahead of him, Juju.
Taking Juju.
Golden Tate.
I'm taking Tate.
Cooks. You're taking Cooks. Shut the hell up.
Maybe.
You're taking Cooks. Allen Robinson, DT. Yep. Jarvis Landry, yep, Cooper.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like the early to mid 20s, somewhere between.
You're at ADP, fella, so enjoy him.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay with. Well, I'm not Brad Evans. I'm not taking him at 10.
He's a wide receiver too for you though. That's 23.
Yeah,
he's your second wide receiver, and you could get nothing from him.
He's not going to be my third. Okay, I'm ranking him in there, but like the only reason he's going to be my second wide receiver is if I've already got two running backs,
well,
maybe
listen,
a third.
If you're going with the Welsh strategy of taking three stupid running backs quick, which is not a bad strategy at all, but he's definitely going to be your wide receiver too on a lot of teams.
But I'm okay with that if I have that type of assurance. My biggest question mark that I had in this other draft was I only had one running back. And when I took the it's Carlos Hyde. It was a 16-man. And we had crazy scoring, so I had taken – it was a super flex. So I had two quarterbacks and two wideouts. And then I took a running back. And the sixth round, Josh Gordon was still sitting out there. I know where the value is. The bigger piece to this is the wide receivers are dropping. They're all dropping together. It's like Alshon Jeffrey is dropping – like flies. He's dropping like a fly. He's falling like flies.
That wasn't even like you were saying that before you realized it was a dumb thing you said earlier. Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey is in an absolute free fall right now.
But he should be because we don't know what is going on with him and his injury.
But Alshon Jeffrey is going below Julian Edelman right now.
Well, he might miss more games than Julian Edelman.
He might, but even...
but what if he missed as many games?
Yeah, but Peterson...
If he missed four games, let me ask you that. If they said, look, Alshon's not going to play the first month, but we're going to bring him in after that, and he should be good to go. Week five. And so is stupid sexy Julian. Who are you taking? Are you taking sexy Julian or Alshon?
I probably take Alshon.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, I just don't like Julian at all.
I took Alshon in the other draft that we did, but I got him in like the seventh round. It was like pick like 96 or something like that.
Right.
But Peterson even came out and said he didn't know where the pup rumors came from. Like insinuating that Jeffrey, like they're not even considering Jeffrey for the pup right now. Now, he very likely is going to miss week one. I'm assuming that. And if you draft him, you should assume it because they play on Thursday night. I don't think under that short of a schedule in the injury, he plays week one. I think they sit him and he's back in week two. So no, you're ultimately missing one game from Alshon Jeffrey, guaranteed. I can kind of live with that. So we talked about this in hour one. You're getting this free fall value that's happening with players. Josh Gordon is getting it because no news is bad news with Josh Gordon. Alshon Jeffrey's getting it because the pup scare. And then you've got a litany of these middle running backs that are falling because they're not only are they rookies, but missing the preseason time assumes that, you know, they might not be able to get up to speed. And you've got teams that are like, oh, Chris Carson is a bell cow. What world do we live in right now?
It's only Ian Rappaport. Literally the only person that has ever said bell cow is Ian Rappaport. So I'm not buying into that.
Yeah, but every single
he's going to start.
Every single reporter's been like, "Oh, Carson looks good. The team likes him. He's going to start." Yeah, and then maybe they're not using the word bell cow, but they're saying he's the guy.
Like bell cow is what I say for Crowell, and you get upset. So that's why.
Well,
I mean,
Bilal Powell is top on the depth chart, anyways. So.
He's definitely not. But it doesn't matter. Okay, how much would you like to bet that? That Powell doesn't lead the team in carries.
I'm not gonna bet that.
How much do you want to bet that Crowell has 100 more carries than Bilal Powell?
But you're getting it down to carries. I like a lot of situations we've talked about, dude. I think this is the McCaffrey CJ Anderson thing. I think the other guy is just going to be valuable. Like I don't think when you talk about Isaiah Crowell, you talk about him like he's going to be just 75% of the running offense in this.
That's because that's what I believe.
I don't believe that's going to be the case. I think they have Elijah McGuire when he gets healthy, and they're going to use Bilal Powell, and Isaiah Crowell's a little bit older. I think he'll play a role. I think this is more of a 60-40. I think Powell and Crowell will be a 60-40.
I think if that was the case, they probably would have signed someone lesser than Crowell because they meant, like, for whatever reason.
They didn't break the bank with Isaiah Crowell.
Well, Isaiah Crowell's pretty good. I think if they liked Powell, which I do like Powell, I think he deserves that 40%.
But if the Panthers liked Christian McCaffrey, why'd they bring in C.J. Anderson?
They don't like him that much. Well, they brought in C.J. Anderson for assurance.
So maybe Isaiah Crowell
was brought
in
for assurance.
Because
Christian McCaffrey's never carried the entire load. Well, they tried to get the ball to Bilal Powell. Didn't work.
It's been working in the preseason.
It didn't work at all.
Oh, Isaiah Crowell's got concussions.
I can't do this. You're trolling me now.
No, I'm not
I can't
trolling
do
you at all.
You're absolutely trolling me. You're just stirring me up. You are.
No, I'm not. Roto World. Bilal Powell is top on the depth chart.
Roto World's depth chart matters now.
They also brought Thomas Rawls in. Oh, I mean, yeah, Roto World definitely. By the way, how inaccurate is Roto World's depth chart sometimes? Like, you go in there and you're just like, no. No, this is not going to work. All I'm trying to do is it's building the critical thinking here. When I look at this situation, I don't think an Isaiah Crowell situation is so clear cut. It's the same thing with Carlos Hyde, though, but we look at Carlos Hyde And we're just like, why is he so criminally undervalued? Where that's a guy, you made one of the best points early on in this, in the, our ITL fantasy football podcast, where it was, the Browns are going to look at Carlos Hyde as a one-year rental, and they're going to run the crap out of him. They're going to let Nick Chubb ease himself into the system. You know, he's going to get some carries, but he's not going to be a predominant guy, where they can run Carlos Hyde 20 times a game, and they can throw right. the ball to Duke Johnson, and Nick Chubb will get, you know, maybe 5 to 6 until he starts really learning the offense and taking off. They're going to run him into the ground.
I just think, like, I just try to look at what makes the most sense for, you know, I understand the logic of the CJ Anderson and Christian McCaffrey thing. But what I'll say about the Jets thing is the Jets have tried Powell out, and you even heard executives like the quotes from, you know, unnamed Jets executive is, yeah, he's a backup player. And that's what they said about Powell, which means he's not a focus in the offense. I think Eli McGuire could have been a third down backish change of pace type of guy. And I think Powell will get work every game. But I don't think that you're guaranteed to have 10 carries a game for Powell. I think if the game script, you know, if the Jets are winning and they want to bring in Powell for, you know, or Isaiah Crowell is banged up, he'll get a decent amount of carries. But I think, for the most, you know, moving forward, I think Crowell is the guy. Caw, caw, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you, and it's fine. That's where it is. Caw, caw.
That's a bell cow. Chris Carson will get hurt week. Let's go over under. Well, which week does he get hurt for the year? Week 4?
Chris Carson?
Yeah.
Oh, man. For the whole season?
For the whole season.
Week 3.
Week 3. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt then, saying week 4. I mean, dude, you know, the dude is constantly banged up. You know, and he wasn't, you know, our guy Seeley made this point on our show. He just didn't look that good when he was in there. He had a couple big runs, so his stat line looked good in some games. He's just not that good overall.
Think about this for a minute. What do you think the turnover is going to be here of how many backs that start week 1 do you think are going to finish for their team as the number one back?
I want to pull up all the teams so I can have them in front of me. Okay. Because I have a lot of opinions on this here.
Because I'm looking at just the NFC East right now, and I'm looking, and every single guy that's at the top of the depth chart, I think could not be the main guy. I think LeSean McCoy.
You mean the AFC
East. Or AFC. Okay. I'm sorry, I said NFC. AFC East. And I think, you know, McCoy could get suspended for the scummy things. Kenyon Drake is no assurance. Rex Burkhead at the top. They got 12 other guys. And Roto World, I'm just looking at Roto World. They've got Bilal Powell there. Even if it was Crowell, I don't think there's any assurances there. I think that number is very, very high of the amount of guys that start
McCoy's
week 1.
Obviously the safest, you know. But I think that if we move along, Baltimore, we know our guy Chris Harris hates Alex Collins. He said they're going to find someone off the scrap heap to lead that team in rushing yards. That was his quote on our show. I don't know if I buy that. If I had to put my hard-earned dollars on it, I would pick Alex Collins to lead that team in carries. But I think that he's going to have I'd say it's a possibility, but there's way more situations. We'll get to more of them on the other side.
Yeah, we got some more of that.
Opinions on this.
We've also got to finish up, and we already finally get to. We got to get to the conversation about that RB1 that is, and we want to talk about this situation right here, is one of the prime examples of the scare. Plus, we're going to take a look at one of the big, big fantasy names in the industry is ending, which is something that's been kind of a stalwart of for a lot of people. It's a big article, and we're also going to, like, break it apart a little bit. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League, Bogman and the Welsh. We'll be back.